Okay, folks, we're ready to resume our meeting. Okay, Mr. Briggs, agenda item 20.
Agenda item 20 is brought back to you at your request, basically, because you heard about the ag coordinators' funding back in February when we had the Guadalupe settlement funds before you and other projects that we recommended. And you asked that that the Ag Coalition put together a proposal and bring that before you for consideration when the timing is right, and the timing is now right. And Corinne Huckabee of our staff is going to be making our staff presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Briggs. Good morning, board members. Okay, this morning I'm going to present to you item 20, which is an item, a proposal to request funding from the Guadalupe Settlement Fund for the watershed coordinator, watershed coordination activities, actually. So first I thought I would just briefly remind you about the existing Guadalupe funded project that we have, the contract that we have with the watershed coordinator. In 2003, the regional board allocated over $650,000 from the Guadalupe Settlement Fund for a five-year contract for the watershed coordinator. The contract began in 2003 and it ends in November of this year. The project activities for that particular contract was only in the project area, which is defined from the Cuesta Grade in San Luis Obispo County South and includes all of Santa Barbara County. So to manage the project and provide direction to the watershed coordinator at that time, the Southern San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara County Watershed Coalition formed, and that coalition is comprised of five separate ag organizations: Santa Barbara County Farm Bureau, the Shipper Growers, nurserymen and greenhouses, and there's one other I'm missing. Oh yes, Kevin, Central Coast Wine Growers Association, who actually is the holder of the contract, and then Cattlemen's Association. So some of the tasks that were included in the original contract included facilitating and presenting at farm water quality short courses, meeting facilitation between a diverse groups, for example, agriculture, the coalition itself, and environmental groups, organizing watershed working groups and participating in those as well, tracking grower progress and follow-up, identifying gaps and removing roadblocks to growers actually implementing management practices, and then grant writing and finding leveraging funds for continuing the project. So during the time when the contract was actually signed, the Ag Waiver Program was adopted, and so the watershed coordinator ended up spending a lot of time bringing agriculture into compliance under the Ag Waiver Program, getting people enrolled and getting the education requirements fulfilled. The watershed coordinator also communicated with a diverse group of people, including growers, through a variety of venues and through quarterly newsletters. She also helped work with Cattlemen's Association and developed a grazing non-point source, lands non-point source approach. And with UC Cooperative Extension, she co-sponsored a food safety conference in 2007. During the coordinator's work over the past 4 years, she identified several barriers that have precluded some growers from implementing management practices. One of the big emerging issues was food safety. The food safety issue was pressuring growers to comply with agriculture best management practices, which in many cases conflicted with water quality goals. Many growers were hesitant to include management practices and in some cases actually remove those practices to comply with the food safety gap requirements from industry. As I mentioned, also the coordinator also co-sponsored a food safety conference in 2007 where they identified research priorities to understand pathogens, persistence, and transport, and also to provide leadership to co-manage strategies that would work between water quality and food safety. And another issue was permitting. The lengthy and costly permitting issues have precluded some growers from actually implementing some of the more hard structures, for example, sediment basins and vegetated strips. Right now, the Water Board has funded a streamlining permit process, which should be concluding hopefully within the next year. Right now, it's going through CEQA. And then there's endangered species issues also. So as a result of those barriers, the Watershed Coordinator focused more on source control practices, which are irrigation and pesticides management, as well as nutrient management activities. And so one of the problems with this is that we really had no tracking system in place, no mechanism to track what the growers were actually implementing. And so this proposal that we've come up with, draft proposal, has a task that will help us do that. We'll have the Watershed Coordinator work with our office to develop a tracking system to identify management practices that are being put on the ground. So as Roger mentioned, earlier this year, the board acknowledged support of the Watershed Coordinator in February, and at that time the coalition wasn't ready with a proposal, so the board asked them to come back and submit a proposal, and that's what we're here for today. The coalition submitted a proposal that includes a variety of tasks to work with agriculture that will protect and improve water quality. The proposal includes outreach, education, and collaboration, which is an important and necessary component, but this project needs to go a little further to the next level and ensure that practices are being implemented that will improve water quality in our region. So I've mentioned the coalition a couple times. When I've talked about the coalition up to this point, it was the Southern San Luis Obispo Santa Barbara Watershed Coalition that covers the southern part of our region, which is the project that we're funding currently with the Guadalupe Settlement Fund. And then there's also the North Region Coalition, which is the Central Coast Agricultural Water Quality Coalition. And recently the two coalitions have merged and will cover our entire region, so they're aligned within our Region 3 boundaries. So the draft proposal that we put together, the draft scope of work, includes a variety of tasks that will build on the Watershed Coordinator activities of the last 4 years. The tasks that I've highlighted here are tasks that will provide on-the-ground activities that will be working in watershed scale level, Santa Maria, and also Flaco areas. The activities will include providing education and outreach to growers and assisting growers with the ag waiver compliance, help growers implement and promote and implement management practices and improvement, implementing the watershed management plans, the Oso Flaco and Santa Maria plans, as well as growers' farm plans, and working with our office in conjunction with the Total Maximum Daily Loads program. The coordinator will also have tasks that will work with the cooperative monitoring program to get the data out to the growers and identify specific projects that will improve water quality. The tasks also include working on a regional basis, region-wide issues such as I mentioned earlier, food safety, and also a big one for us is orthophosphates pesticide mitigation. That's a widespread issue in our region. So based on the Watershed Coordinator's experience over the last 4 years, she's identified the need for three positions and has proposed that to us. The Santa Maria Oso Flaco Watershed Coordinator position, which is a fully funded position by Department of Conservation, but we'll be funding it partially, augmenting the funding. And then a project assistant, which is part-time, fully Guadalupe-funded project, who will conduct outreach activities, and that will allow the coordinator to focus on more the technical aspects of the project. And then also executive director, who will be the executive director of the newly formed region-wide coalition, and that person is full-time, partially Guadalupe-funded, who will oversee the contract as well as work on region-wide scale water quality issues. We know that the Guadalupe Fund has approximately...
Excuse me a second.
Sure.
Can you go back one slide? When you say region-wide, are you talking about our Central Coast region or just the region, the project area region?
Okay. The this particular project, sorry for not being clear on that.
That's okay.
The coalition covers the entire region, but this particular project that's before us today will only fund the project area, which is the one I described earlier, from Cuesta Grade, south, all of San Luis, the rest of San Luis, and then all of Santa Barbara counties.
So the executive director, region-wide scale agriculture, that's just for the project area?
Exactly.
Okay, thanks.
Sorry for not making that clear. So the Guadalupe Settlement Fund, we believe, has about $2 million unallocated at this point. The coalition has proposed a budget of over $502,000 from the Guadalupe Settlement Fund, which constitutes about 40% of the overall. They have obtained a Department of Conservation grant that will cover the watershed coordinator activities and at 46% match. So this is a three-year project to keep in mind. And we would require a minimum 40% match, which they will achieve with the DOC grant. So the contract that we have proposed has a variety of ways we can achieve accountability. The coordinator will be required to submit technical regular progress reports to us along with invoices. So we'll be able to monitor the activities and the scope of work and verify the project compliance through the task deliverables and work performance. And also we'll identify checkpoints along the way to make sure that the leveraging is coming in. For example, the Department of Conservation grant, there's a little bit of concern maybe because it is legislative approved every year that there's a possibility that there could be an issue with that. So we'll know on a yearly basis if that match is coming through. And we've also put a task in for quarterly meetings, which allow us to sit down face-to-face with the project contractor and to see how what the status of the contract is, and it'll give us a chance also to adjust the activities and our priorities as necessary. The Guadalupe Settlement Fund really has the one criteria that a project must meet to be considered for funding, and that's the water quality focus. However, the more criteria that a project has, obviously the better. The coalition's proposal meets 6 of the 7 criteria. The water quality benefit will be from the implementation of management plans as well as growers implementing their farm plans that include agriculture best management practices. This will also provide for protection of beneficial uses through the implementation of those plans. And as I mentioned earlier, the project focuses Santa Maria and Osaflaco, and that has a direct nexus to the Guadalupe oil field. Through the merger of the two coalitions, they are better aligned, which are aligned with our regional boundaries. We'll see a region-wide benefit. And we'll also see, through the executive director's efforts, tasks include working on water quality issues of region-wide concerns, which I mentioned earlier are food safety. Two of them are food safety and organophosphates, pesticide mitigation. In the second supplemental sheet that was sent out, our region identified our highest priorities, and that includes ag practices, implementation of ag practices as part of the sustainable land management vision goal, protection.
Which date are you talking about? The second supplemental sheet?
Yes, there was one that came out.
We have one that's dated August 29, and we have one that's dated August
29th. August 29th.
August 29th?
Yes.
Thank you.
Also, through this project, we will see protection of aquatic habitat and protection of groundwater recharge areas. I've highlighted those here for your benefit. So for this particular project that we're talking about now, the Watershed Coordinator Activities Project, we've received 5 letters of support, all supporting the coordinator as well as the merger. And we included here another project that has come forth to be considered for funding at a future date, at the Avila Ranch Iris Hills acquisition, and we have three support letters for those, and I think there'll be some discussion about that later. So the recommendation is for the watershed coordinator contract for a three-year term for up to $502,000 with the required 40% match is that the board approve contingent upon an EO-approved scope of work that will include additional measurable implementation and some specific water quality outcomes. So with that, I'll take any questions.
Could I clarify the, could you go back one slide there? I'm sorry, Dr. Press. To specifically, our recommendation is to make sure that this actually happens. That we, on the supplemental sheet you have that's dated August 29th, 2008, on page 3, it recommends changing the resolution that the board is considering today. So we're changing the language. If you see in the middle of the page, we're changing the language from that first sentence, which says, the $502,000 shall be allocated to Central Coast Agricultural Water Quality Coalition and payment of invoices administered by NIFWIP. We're changing that to the following paragraph.
In the resolution.
In the resolution.
Yeah. Okay, Dr. Press.
Okay, I hate to be critical here because I really do think this is a great program and so on, but I want to raise a few kind of questions or comments. Back in 2003, when we approved the first grant for the coordinator and the coalition, I thought this was a very appropriate thing to do. Here we had this very new program. It was new not just in the region, but it was new in the country. It was one of the first times that the agricultural community was being brought under the umbrella of the Clean Water Act in a significant way. And for the board to help launch that effort with some settlement money, I thought was very appropriate. What I worry about here is that as you go through time, this coalition is going to have to stand on its own feet funding-wise. With this additional $500,000, you'll be over $1 million of support from this board. At some point, you're going to have to pay for your salaries yourselves. And you're going to need to raise the money some other way to make that happen. So I'm a little worried about that. There's not much money left in the Guadalupe settlement account. So I have a feeling that it ought to be spread around to support different kinds of projects. And then finally, I wanted to ask, so those were observations and then more about questions. In this latest change, you say up to $500,000. You don't say $502,000 definitively as you did before, so there's a possibility that it would be less. But really, one could also ask, why $500,000? Why a 40% match? Why not $300,000? I mean, what is the reasoning that got you to $500,000? How many matching sources are you thinking of? One way to look at it would be to say that as we grant you money, we step down the amounts and you step up the matching until you're standing on your own feet. So if you compare this match with the Avila Ranch proposal, that one has, of course, it's very expensive, and it has many, many different funding sources. So I'm not seeing as many potential funding sources here And I'm a little worried about getting to the next phase of kind of self-sufficiency.
It sounds like you're directing your questions at the coalition.
Well, kind of to you too, because you're supporting this. It's a staff recommendation to
right.
do this. So, and since this is a question period for you, I'm asking you, and
okay.
then I'll ask it again from the coalition.
Okay. One of the comments I had in the presentation, I forgot to mention that, is because we are helping to fund a project assistant for the project area, and the fact that the coalition is merging and will cover region-wide, I believe that will improve their opportunities for grant funding. But by funding the project assistant, in my view, it also helps the executive director, frees up the executive director to develop a long-term funding strategy.
Well, I don't dispute the fact that they're going to do great things. They've already demonstrated that they do great
mm-hmm.
things. That's not the issue. The issue is how long do we continue supporting them at these levels until they've demonstrated that they're great at ag water, at the ag water connection. Now they have to demonstrate that they're great at raising their own money
mm-hmm.
and paying their own salaries.
To be I'd
blunt.
Agree. Right. The $502,000 obviously is what the coalition has requested. I think there might be opportunities to for some savings in that budget.
I mean, I'm sorry, because one way to kind of mess with the language a little bit, up to $500,000, maybe the resolution should pulse this out and say, well, you'll get $200,000, and then raise more money. And if you're able to match to raise more than the 40% match, then we can maybe not release all that money from the. Otherwise, what's the point of saying up to?
Right.
Implies that they might not have to have all that money if they're wildly successful at raising matches.
Certainly. And it is a draft proposal, and the draft scope of work as well as a draft budget. So that's something that we need to iron out more specific details. So we're asking for approval up to a certain point of funding.
Could I add to that, Corinne?
Sure.
When we added the language up to, Dr. Press, we were thinking in terms of specific outcomes. So if the board were to approve this and we start, let's say we finalize a scope of work and a contract, and we start doing the work, the coalition starts doing the work, and as we go along, we don't see outcomes that we're looking for, that the executive officer has the authority to cancel the contract or reduce the amount of funds that are being paid out. We weren't thinking in terms of the coalition getting other monies, getting other grant monies, or increasing the amount they're getting. But you can certainly easily add that to this paragraph.
And we can achieve that through the progress reports and the invoices and the one-on-one meetings. And
yeah, it's just a simple matter to, I think, convey in this resolution that it's not just nice if they would raise more money. It's expected that they will make every effort. And that could be part of the measurable, observable actions by the coalition. We could see grant proposals to different. I don't want to penalize them for not getting proposals approved. I want to penalize them, if you want to call it that, for not submitting proposals. All right. So
you want them to be actively.
I want to be actively raising money for mm-hmm. these activities. All right. That's it.
Dr. Hunter.
Thank you. I agree with Dr. Press that would be the strategy that we'd like to see. But I also do want to acknowledge, and I know Dr. Press saw this, and Corinne, I think you acknowledged it too, that this request is $158,000 approximately less than the previous grant. And the required match of 40%, they've exceeded that, and they're actually providing a 46% grant. So I think they are moving in the direction that you have in mind, and I want to just commend them for establishing such a sound program, because getting that program off the ground in the climate that we've seen occur, not just the Ag Water Quality Program, but as you pointed out, the leafy green situation. This has been an extremely difficult, challenging, and stressful, both in the community, the social and economic issues that are related to that kind of dramatic events that occurred around leafy green. So, you know, I do appreciate how challenging the time has been, and still we're seeing the trend going in the right direction. They're asking for a little less this time, and they are meeting more than meeting the match. So I want to encourage that, and I do echo Dr. Press's urging that we go and continue in that direction.
Exactly. And I think with the MERS coalition and previously the grantee or the contractor didn't have the nonprofit status, so that made it difficult too to raise funding. So now with the MERS coalition and the nonprofit status, that should help as well.
Any other board questions or comments?
I have another staff comment on that issue. One of the things that that we've talked about, and as Michael pointed out, we have included language in here regarding the at least 40% in match funding. And I was asked a question. First, I was thinking I'd talk with staff, but I realized it was actually a reporter who called and asked about this. And I answered the question, which was, well, what happens if they don't come up with that match? And what I said was that we would be monitoring their progress in terms of acquiring that match as part of these monthly and quarterly reporting and review sessions that we have. And one of the things that I thought we should add to the scope was, beyond the 40% match that we're talking about for this time period, how are they doing in terms of getting on their own feet for the next step after this period? So that was something that I thought we should add to the scope.
I agree. It could easily be done right in that resolution.
I don't think we could, but I was just saying we're going to be negotiating the scope, so I thought that was something that we would include in the scope.
Okay. It could be a scope of work that emphasizes implementation of ag best management practices, improvement in water quality, verification these outcomes are being achieved,
increasing match funding,
and increasing at least grant funding activity or grant raising activity.
Well, along those lines, it shouldn't just be limited to grant funds.
Oh, grants and contracts.
Plenty of industries
exactly.
Have ways of funding their own associations and assistance
match.
Programs.
And fundraising and funding activities. Just all it takes.
We'll move to the cards, I think, unless there are more questions.
We'll move to our speaker cards. Yes.
I just want to make a comment. I think the board should remember where we've been and where we've come from with this organization and where they're going and what they have accomplished. And they have accomplished a number of tasks that we've asked them to do. And I think when we granted these original funds, I think we made it very clear to them that the funding that we have is not going to last forever. And I think they anticipate somewhere in time that they're going to have to fully fund themselves, whether it's grants or fundraising or whatever way they are able to derive the dollars to continue this operation. But I think one of the most important things is now they are together totally under a nonprofit organization, which makes it much easier. And you have to look at the scope and the area that they're covering. They're covering a large agriculture area that will benefit a tremendous amount of citizens and growers in our area. And I want to commend the organization for the remarkable steps that they've taken forward to make this happen. And I'm sure most of you board members can remember when we started the ag waivers, the contention that we had with some of the farmers and so forth. And these organizations have pulled all those, I wouldn't say all of the people together, but I think the majority of the farmers together to come to this particular conclusion that we have, and I'm a strong supporter of continuous operation, simply because I feel the dollars are spent are well spent, and it provides a great amount of water quality protection for the future of this state.